Gatsby.js is the latest framework to tackle the bootstrapping of websites and applications. We all know how difficult it can be sometimes to stand up a new application, and sometimes that stops you from creating the application because ground up development is very difficult. Well, with Gatsby, you don't really have to worry about that too much. Gatsby is based off React framework and has incredible features to make creating your website or application as easy as making a sandwich. I want to cover what Gatsby has to offer from a feature standpoint, and then we're going to get into a real-world scenario to show how easy it was to use and deploy a Gatsby.js application. Gatsby.js is a data-driven application slash website framework. But it also can be a very lightweight blog without thousands of WordPress plugins that do nothing but annoy the user. Trust me, we've all been there, create a blog, and then you have to update, and then there's Yoast SEO, all sorts of things like that. With Gatsby, it's easy, and you don't have to worry about it. So Gatsby can grab data from any of the CMSs, including Contentful, Drupal, WordPress, etc. And it also uses Markdown to create documentation, blog posts, and new pages. And then on top of that, you can stack APIs, databases, YAML, JSON, CSV, etc. So your application can have multiple data-rich options with minimal to no setup. Then when you finally start building your application, with the power of GraphQL, React, CSS, and HTML, the data will look nice, and you'll be able to either use static or dynamic content via APIs or Markdown files. Then finally, the most important thing you can do is deploy it. And the best thing about Gatsby is you can deploy it to a static page host. So GitHub, Netlify, Amazon Amplify are all great options, making it easier for you to deploy this idea for free without a large amount of server setup or costs. And Netlify is a one-click deploy, which I used for testing when I tried to break Gatsby. Gatsby also delivers on the open source extendability by offering us the ability to create plugins and boilerplate starters for all sorts of different reasons. If you need a plugin for SEO, Gatsby has that already. Need one for dynamic images that scale based on the device? Gatsby has that too. Don't need either of those because you're not using images and you don't care about SEO? Then don't install it, and you don't have to bloat your application with unused modules and plugins. Want to start a basic blog with minimal to no setup? Gatsby offers a starter blog. You can click and within minutes have your site up and published to the web. Want to sell some merch? They have a plugin for that, so you can sell merch right out of the box with minimal to no setup. Or if you want a whole online store that you don't want to use Shopify or Squarespace, Gatsby has that too. So I decided that after finding all of this information out about how flexible Gatsby was, I wanted to know how easy it was to create a plugin. So I drove into the development documentation and found out that it's based upon the node package modules. So you can basically just treat it like an NPM project. And once you're done, you can deploy it to NPM and deploy it to Gatsby so people can find it on either. It's pretty awesome. So now we're going to move on past all of the marketing and all of that kind of stuff and actually see what happens when you start using Gatsby. I decided it was about time the Open Source Developer Podcast had a website. So I thought it was the perfect opportunity to use a new tech stack, and I'd been meaning to write about Gatsby since the beginning. So now was the time. I did some research beforehand because that's how I write my episodes. But most of it was based upon, you know, how it worked and the architecture. So I didn't really read too much into the documentation. So my plan was as follows. Firstly, find a Gatsby starter to do the minimum work. Then deploy it to Netlify, as that seems to be their favorite. And find a way to import all the episodes of the podcast, which is on Anchor FM. So I had a little bit of work behind me. So here we go. So first I got the Gatsby blog starter and immediately used the Try in Netlify feature on the website to save some time. It clones and renames and deploys to Netlify. You just have to link your GitHub, which was easy as 1, 2, 3. So at a minimum, a default website is super easy to set up and you can have a fully working blog in minutes. It was so simple. So now I have a few things I want to take care of first. Firstly, I wanted our landing page to do the following. Show the podcast name immediately on entering the website in a nice rich text, which if you go on your desktop, it shows up as the typewriter right now. That's pretty cool. And then on mobile, it just shows the actual name. And I also needed the nav bar to show a way to subscribe on every different platform that I had. And most importantly, I wanted the ability for you to be able to play an episode right from the landing page. I also included the latest blog posts because I thought they're probably going to be linked to that latest episode. So to achieve this, I spent 30 seconds learning the layout of the index page. And then I spent a few hours learning React because I love Vanilla.js. I am an advocate for Vanilla.js, and occasionally I'll use jQuery because I don't believe that I ever really needed a framework. But I guess the answer was I needed a framework because React is fun, pretty awesome. So Gatsby.js, you may have converted me to React. We'll see. So using the power of React and GraphQL, which by the way, I had no experience with at all, it was certainly an impressive way to pull data, and it was also the most frustrating thing I could learn in a 3-day period. To get episodes from Anchor FM, I found a plugin that did all the formatting for me. I told you there was a plugin for everything. I could use a basic RSS feed, but I decided that using the plugin directly made for Anchor made the most sense. So I went ahead and installed the plugin and configured it, which basically was just give them my Anchor ID, and everything was done. So then I had to figure out how to get the data from GraphQL into the page. So I finally found out that there's actually a GraphQL URL that you can go to that you can build the queries on. At first, I spent 3 hours trying to figure out how GraphQL worked by just trial and error. And then I figured out that the URL was there, and within 5 minutes, I had had all the episodes. I've explained in previous episodes that I'm more of a take-it-and-break-it kind of guy than read documentation. In this case, I wish I was a documentation reader and not a make-it-and-break-it kind of guy. So I had all the episodes, and then all I had to do was obviously return the latest and return one to get the latest episode. So I had this episode, and I didn't really know what to do with it, and I found that someone had created a nice React player. So I used that, and it was super easy and plug and play. All I had to do was type in the data from the episode, and boom, I had a player that worked immediately. The navbar was a simple standard link, and all I did was create a menu item for the subscription so that it created a dropdown. Then I checked it in, and immediately Netlify started to build and redeploy my website. This is where I found out that sometimes what works on your local machine doesn't always work when you deploy. I kept getting this error and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And it had to do with an image that I was using for blog posts. And it was called headshot.jpg or something like that. And I was importing it into one of the pages so that we could use it. Well, what I found out was that when you deploy to Netlify, you best use the correct casing. I had accidentally put an uppercase in the middle of it, which worked locally, but apparently it doesn't work when you deploy. So that was a 30-minute struggle to figure out what I was doing wrong, and then immediately it was a head slap, and boom, it was working. And it was amazing. Check in a GitHub, a few minutes later, new website is deployed. So that sums up Gatsby and a quick example of how I used it to create the Open Source Developer Podcast website, which you can check out at https://opensourcedevpod.com. And in the future, I'll be posting blogs alongside the episode so that I can go even deeper into what I want to talk about.